Good morning. The large and slow-moving storm system over the Northeast that brought a lot of rain and even some higher terrain wet snow across our area is slowly now moving over the eastern part of the region and will depart over the Maritimes today. Still, the weather will be quite unsettled for the day today with mostly cloudy skies. The best chance of a steadier rain will be across northern New York and Vermont, while the remainder of the region will see spotty scattered showers from time to time. The northernmost parts of Vermont across into northern New England will even have more wet snow during the day today. As for temperatures, they will remain cool today, and most everyone will stay in the mid-40s on average. It'll remain mostly cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few passing rain or snow showers as high pressure starts to build in. Temperatures will be back into the 30s. This will set us up for a much drier day on Tuesday. We will have plenty of sunshine from time to time, but across the higher terrain, clouds will mix in, especially in the afternoon hours. Temperatures will rebound nicely back into the upper 50s during the latter portion of the day. And on Wednesday, that same high pressure will dominate, giving us more dry weather and sunshine. However, clouds will tend to increase from the west as the next slow-moving system heads in our direction. Highs on Wednesday will be near 60. The latest computer models have that next system moving even more slowly, so on Thursday, it looks like we may even start out dry before rain becomes likely in the afternoon, and some of that rain could be heavy by the end of the day with highs in the mid-50s. Just like today, lingering showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies in the upper 50s before we dry it out for the weekend, pushing highs back into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow will continue in northern New England where winter weather advisories remain in effect. Some locations could pick up as much as another 3 inches of snow by the time the storm finally departs early tomorrow. Meanwhile, sizzling temperatures continue in the desert southwest. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for the Phoenix metro area and portions of the far lower Colorado River Valley through today. Northern and central New Mexico remain at risk for elevated fire weather conditions through the afternoon. While parts of the plains cool down some tomorrow, the dome of high pressure in the southwest should amplify over California and the Great Basin, resulting in abnormally hot temperatures sticking around in these areas through the middle of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 19 degrees with an east wind at 72, gusting to 85 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 36, 82% relative humidity, a north wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with showers likely in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 47, that's 5 degrees below normal. 62 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.51 inches, which is 23 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.16 inches of liquid precipitation for the year, which is 58 hundredths of an inch below normal. There was also a trace of snow. The average high temperature at Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41, the record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 26, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and wet snow today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain and a little wet snow today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain and a few snow showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s. Sunshine on Wednesday giving way to increasing clouds but staying dry near 60. Rain likely on Thursday, especially in the afternoon and at night in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with showers likely on Friday in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures both days reaching into the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.